Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, rampaging run from midfield.
Messa fuori, c'è Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo, di testo, tiro,
Good evening and welcome to the Season 7 opener of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. We're very excited to be back this new season. We got a new wrinkle. We're on YouTube. So if you haven't guessed by all some of the posts that we've put out, we're now on YouTube. So this show will be on YouTube and the regular podcast streaming platforms. But if you haven't gone to our YouTube channel, go there, subscribe, like, share, hit the bell to get notified whenever we put new content on the channel. Tonight we have Joe in the lab, obviously. He has to be here because we're now on YouTube. So we'll be discussing everything that went on throughout the summer. We're going to be talking about the Euros. We're going to be talking about the women's Olympic team winning gold in the Olympics. We're going to be talking about the Gold Cup run that the Canadian men's team went on. We're going to talk about transfers, the ridiculousness of PSG and Man City. We're going to be talking about Arsenal. I don't want to, but Joe seems to want to. We'll talk about Serie A. We'll talk about all the leagues that got going this past weekend. And we'll also hit upon TFC if we have time. So guys, stay tuned for that. But as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. You can subscribe to download all our episodes. We're on Apple Music, on TuneIn, Stitcher, Player FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on every platform you use to download podcasts. So guys, let's get into this. Again, we're on YouTube. If you want to check us out, search the Football Weekly Podcast on YouTube. We'll pop up. You can hear the same content you're going to hear here, but now you can see us. Guys, without any further ado, let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
This is Ronaldo, and that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Where it was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva, and then pirouettes away from him.
Hi, I'm Jordan Feliciano, staff coach at Vaughan Soccer Club. You're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe.
Hello, hello.
Funny seeing you here. How's things, man?
This is a new look for us.
A little bit of a new look.
It's a good look for us, I think.
I think so. I think it's been a long time coming, and I hope to do many more shows on this type of platform. It's a good way for the audience to see who we are. So if they ever meet us in the street or at a game, they can buy us a beer.
Yeah, or throw one at us.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of Pep fans out there that will like to know what I look like so they can give me a piece of their mind.
We'll get to your sign in a second.
What sign?
Everyone's going to bother me. It says Pep, you know.
Pep is a fraud? You know,
Pep is a fraud sign. There's Reggie's sign.
Yeah, I know.
You can take a look at it.
There
we go. Oh, yeah. He thought I moved the mic.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I'm going to get to him after. We're going to get to my... I'm gonna give Pep some not love, but thank you, Reggie.
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Reggie, for getting this together. A lot of hard work, literally hard work. Reggie has been working to the minute before we even recorded this to make sure that we're ready to go, to make sure that we bring you the Football Weekly Podcast in a different way, in a new way for us. So we are happy to finally be doing this, Reggie. I mean, people have been asking us.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I just never wanted to put the work in to do it. So when we said, let's do it. So here we are. But the show doesn't change. We're still going to be talking about the things that are going on in the world of football. I don't even remember what episode this is, but I think we're going to take a tour of the EPL, Serie A. We're going to talk about the women's Olympic win. Talk about the men's Gold Cup debacle in Mexico. I know it wasn't in Mexico, but it was in Mexico. If you understand what I'm saying.
The debacle was not the Canadian debacle. The players were fantastic.
Yeah, they played well.
The refereeing and not even the refereeing, but you know the nonsense that is sometimes CONCACAF.
Well, CONCACAF is in about 6 years you're going to see it in the dictionary. CONCACAF.
Yeah, we'll talk about some other stuff. We'll talk about our are great, you know, teaming up here with Soccer Max and mm-hmm. get all your gear there with our great friend Max.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also talk about our fantastic event that we are going to be part of this weekend for the first annual Jody Forno Foot Golf Fundraiser, raising money for the Jody Forno Foundation for grassroots players and so on soccer. So we're going to talk about that. We're happy to be involved in it. It's a big week for us. We are happy to be with you, right, Reg?
Oh, 100%, 100%. I can't wait to get into it. We didn't have any shows during the Euro. We were busy trying to set this thing up and getting all that stuff done. So we kept an eye on it. We had some posts, I think, during the Euros. But yeah, we're back to talking live football. It's 2 weeks in now.
Yeah.
So, well, for some leagues. But I think we're going to start in with the Canadians. Yeah?
We can do whatever you want, Reggie. This is, you're in charge here today.
I think, I would like to get to TFC, but I don't think we're going to have time for TFC. They don't have time for us, it seems, so as fans. So
we'll drop a little nuggets in for them. We'll see.
Sure.
So where do you want to start, Reggie? You said you want to start with...
Let's start with the women.
What a result. What an amazing thing for the Canadian women's soccer team program. Everything. Congratulations to all who are involved. What a moment for Christine Sinclair, who's given so much to football in the world. Let's not just say our country. Let's not just say women's footy, but the world. It was a great thing to watch, to witness, to see. And I mean, beating the Americans along the way was, I think, just as sweet as the gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been sad if they didn't cap it off, but obviously we're glad they did. I just want to highlight some amazing performances, but they were all very, very good. But for me, Reg, who stood out a lot, were Ashley Lawrence continues to show her class. And, you know, she was fantastic as a fullback in this, and, you know, we've seen her play midfield. Jessie Fleming showed us such a – we know the PKs and the class, that coolness she showed, but she has something different for me playing in that midfield. And again, the list goes on. You don't want to just say one or two players.
Right.
You know, so just, I guess, for myself to wrap it up was happy to see Christine Sinclair get that team accolade that she so rightfully deserves.
I think everyone is pretty pleased that she was able to finally get that. You see a lot of former women's soccer players coming on Twitter and Instagram,
giving her love.
Yeah,
Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these are, you know, rivals too, right?
Right.
With the Canada-US thing, so that was, you know, nice to see. And again, just for myself, that was the Christine Sinclair, Ashley Lawrence, and Jessie Fleming. Yeah, you can go down the list. There's a lot of great performances.
There sure were.
But that was it for me. And you know, nice to hear, you know, Coach Priestman give credit to John Herdman and the staff that came before. So great for – it wasn't great for Canada, for Canadian women's soccer. It was great for Canadian soccer.
Yeah.
So I think we share that sentiment. So congratulations to all involved. And I think we're going to see the fruits of this labor even further down the road.
Well, you would hope so. You would think that gives, you know, female athletes in, you know, Canada soccer, they've seen – a women's team win, they feel like they can do it themselves.
Yeah.
We always wanted to see it with the men's team, and I think we're at a point now where we're just, you know, we're almost
scratching the surface.
We're almost there. I remember sending out a tweet to or did I send it to you, or maybe I sent it to I did send it out there. It's like, Canada's not your little brother anymore. So there's no guaranteed wins. There's no, you know, you're not going to come and smack us in the face, because we'll hit you back. And I like the fight that they showed, literally the fight that they showed in the Mexico
game. Well, let's call it. They really, for most people who watched it, they were full value, should have won the game, or at least had a chance to go forth in extra time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showed amazing character, not just holding back, not just absorbing pressure, going after it, playing on the front foot.
Right.
You know, like just brilliant. playing. I mean, am I biased a little bit? I thought Kamal Miller was incredible in this game. Mm-hmm. Nice show his personality. Eustaquio was very good.
Very good.
Mark Anthony Kaye. I'm going to miss guys because it was, you know, Hauser Johnston. Another strong game.
Laren played well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry.
Larea played well. Played well too.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Yes. I mean, you talked about the absentees. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you throw in Davies, you throw in
Kyle Laren,
you throw in Jonathan David, where he was, yeah. I don't know.
We're missing guys, too. I mean, like, this is, we are in there with Canada, with the United States, with Mexico, with these teams. It was amazing to see that we're showing the personality. You know, and again, the path and the journey that is, you know, forthcoming for us is bright. Three massive qualifying games, a couple of them in Toronto.
Right.
So, again, the sky is the limit for this group. I think they feel it. They want to be part of this great thing. And again, you talk about being CONCACAF.
Well, Joe,
how many minutes did they play extra time? Like, I mean,
nine.
9 minutes, and you know, the game had to be stopped because of the ridiculous chant in the stands. We've heard it all the time.
Yeah,
in Mexican, you know, teams involving Mexican, competitions involving Mexican teams in, you know, nation CONCACAF Champions League, whatever you want to call those games.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen it in qualifying. We've seen it in gold cups and stuff like that. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it should never happen.
Yeah.
You know, you say it all the time, right? If you're going to let teams and federations get away with it, it's going to keep happening. You got a 10-minute break in a game.
Well, you're never going to get – Mexico is never going to get punished in CONCACAF. And I wanted to ask you, if I'm out of line or out of turn, you let me know. But the Dos Santos brothers, their father passed away, I think, right before the game or a day before the game. Was he a legend in Mexican soccer?
That's a good question, Reggie.
Because I've never seen a moment of silence for someone's parent who died. I've never seen that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That's a good question.
So for me, going into the game,
I understand. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Because
we're already playing a game. Where was the game?
Houston.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, so we're already 70,000 fans.
Yeah, behind. And again, I think you're being respectful in the sense that all due respect to it, you know, of course.
I don't know if his dad was like a major player in the Mexican Soccer Federation.
We're sorry.
Yeah, if he was. But if he wasn't, I've never seen someone's parent died and then we have a moment of silence for before the game. Like
And of course, our sympathies go out to
Of course. I'm not. Of course.
I know what your point is. I know what your point, what you're making, Reggie.
Yeah.
And it was like, again, we've seen this movie before.
But
you reward this team like –
It has
team
to be
rewarded because of the fans of that team.
Yeah. You're already behind the eight ball. Yeah. 70,000 fans to how many Canadians were there? 80?
Yeah. And then the extra time that was played.
Yeah.
And whereas, you know, there was no punishment. If anything, the team that they had to stop the game, but you know, Mexico was gained the advantage. So you know what? Full value to Canada for playing with character, playing with personality. I think this is the first time I've been so excited as a Canadian soccer fan to see the team play and to play.
Yeah.
You know, play attractive football. So, again, the sky is the limit. We started this show because we wanted to highlight Canadians and up-and-coming Canadians. So, along that, or within that breath, you know, we had and we mentioned – it's where we kind of toot our own. You say that? You say toot your own horn?
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of things you can't say nowadays.
No, but I'm saying like toot, like it's toot your own horn. Like,
oh yeah, that's a thing. That's
a thing, right?
Yeah, that's a thing. Because
like my kids say toots, you know. What are we talking about? Anyway,
I know where you're going.
What I'm saying is that our show.
Yeah.
Went off the Roy in real. You know, it's late tonight. Maybe.
Yeah, Pep's still a fraud, though. But
yeah, it's okay. Your sign. I get it. Your sign. A nice little board. What do you put? Like, do you put other stuff? Like,
oh,
like,
yeah, for sure. But like, that's going to stay up for a while. I noticed it's in green.
You really should have put.
It's in green, eh? Notice that.
Yeah, but you should have put. For, yeah, the money. I get it. But you should have put, you know, Euro 2020 champs.
Everybody knows who won, Joe. Please.
Oh, because, you know, I always hammer my team. But my team came through and they won. Okay.
Who won? Italy won?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I didn't okay. Didn't know.
All right.
Didn't hear anything about that, Joe.
Not for me. Come on. I'm a good fan. You know that.
Okay.
I deserved it. Like, right?
Hey, whatever you say. Yeah, you deserve
like
it.
Like me,
deserve,
right? Yes. Like my type of fan. Yes. Like Joe.
Yes. 100%.
We'll get maybe another show. I'll talk about that. okay, so the Canadian content thing, we have always paid homage. We've always looked ahead to see like who's the up and coming guys or girls. In this sense, we've always talked about people like, Richie La Rea.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about Tejan Buchanan at Syracuse.
Yeah.
We talked about Kamal Miller, Alistair Johnson, Dane Sinclair.
Talk to them
as well, right? You know, Emmanuel Zimbassis, let's say, Austin Ricci. Yeah. And the list goes on. Matthew Arnone, like whoever you want to call it. Like a lot of guys that we missed. But this week in particular, so we're looking at Dane Sinclair being part of that national team in Canada. Yeah. You know, Tejan Buchanan, Kamal Miller, yeah. Alistair Johnston. I mean, we were talking about them when they were in their collegiate years.
Mm-hmm.
Or younger years,
mm-hmm.
4 and 5 years ago. Now they're doing their thing. We had Austin Ricci on the show. Yep. He had a big week scoring goals for Valor. Great moment for Austin, where his dad and his brother were at the game too.
So what are you saying, Reg?
We're telling you guys about people before everybody knows about them. And we pride ourselves on that in the show. Yeah. So who's going to be next? That's what we want to look at. So to those guys and those girls who've been on our show, continue doing your thing. It's great, but that's us. You know, you always say this. You know, we told you so. We told you way back when. So we're gonna keep telling you about that.
It's not polite to toot your own horn, though, Joe.
It's a toot again. So it's not like toot. It's not. Like,
it's toot.
Yeah. If you, okay.
It is. It's
still tooting. It's tooting thing. But hey, good for those guys.
Yeah, for
all
sure.
Joking aside, we told you so kind of deal. Mm-hmm. We like that. We want to keep reminding you of that. And it's great, you know, on the verge of maybe an amazing move, all kidding aside, by Tejan Buchanan. This kid is lighting up MLS, you know. So it's great to see that, you know, because we talked about players believing that there's a path, and there's many paths. So continue to do your things, young players, females, young Canadians, and it's good to see. That's the Canadian chapter, Reg. We look forward to World Cup qualifying with the men. Massive games coming up, or three. We'll see.
100%, three massive games.
You don't want to talk?
No, I have a beef.
Yeah, beef.
I have a beef. It's not hard for me. I can find a beef anywhere. In a phone box, I can find a beef. Joe, when is it warm in Canada?
Now.
Okay. When's the soccer qualifying? When's the next game?
Yeah, September 2nd.
Should be warm here then, right?
Yeah. And listen, we've talked about this. All these games should be played where?
I'm asking.
I agree with you.
It's warm. It's warm there, right?
Like, why don't we play these games on the rock?
Well,
that's Newfoundland. Right?
Not even that. I'm more concerned about
that, right? That's Newfoundland.
I'm more concerned about.
You're not listening.
What?
Newfoundland is the rock. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I lost my train of thought. This guy. But so in September we're going to the United States, right?
Two games are at home, Reggie.
Okay, against. Not the United States, right?
No, so we're playing the United States in the United States, I believe.
What date is that?
Okay, so I believe the games are the 2nd, the 5th, and the 8th. They come pretty close.
Okay. Okay, so it's pretty warm.
Something like that.
Pretty warm in Canada.
Kill us now.
So the US-Canada game is in Nashville.
Yeah, that's right, in Nashville.
Right in the heart of America. How many Canadian fans do you think are going to be there?
Make the trip to Nashville in a pandemic?
How many do you think are going to be there?
Yeah, not as many as we need.
Of course not.
I'm looking this up so nobody...
Our home game is in what month, Joe?
September.
No. Our home game against the United States.
Oh. When is
it? In January. I believe it's in January or February.
Is it?
So, where's that game going to be played?
It's probably going to be like inside BC Place, isn't it?
Right. What's that next to?
Yeah, like why can't we play that?
Why can't the United States play their game against Canada in, say, New York, in that beautiful new stadium that the Red Bulls just built, so that Canadians have a chance to cross the border and get to the game?
So controversial.
It's going to be stacked with people from Seattle and those Western or California, maybe even, you know, coming over to watch the game.
Right.
So we're going to have 100 fans in Nashville for our game against them. And then they're going to have half the stadium when they come and play us.
Correct. That's pretty accurate.
What's going on?
So Canada plays the United States, Reggie, you're right.
January. February.
In Nashville,
in Nashville.
September 5th.
Yeah. Nobody in Canada can get to that game.
Yeah. And you're looking at when they're going to play Beyond, right?
Yeah. I think it's January.
Wow,
they play the return game. So we're going to have 100 fans cheering on our team, and they're going to have 50,000 cheering their team on.
We've talked about
why
this.
Why does CONCACAF need to have the United States or Mexico in? Why is it ever going to be someone else, Joe?
Canada and the United States, Reggie, January 30th.
So that's going to be inside.
To be determined.
Yeah, to be determined. I'll bet everything in the studio right now that's going to be a BC Place.
Yeah. Well, I told you where I want the game to be.
They should play the games. They should FIFA or it's FIFA. So FIFA should be like, you know what? Canada's kind of cold. Can't play outside. Let's put the first leg in Canada in September. And then the second leg can go to Florida. What's the problem?
I want to play the game in like a really cold Canadian climate.
Well, whatever. I think that too, but I don't think the Canadian players.
You know, like Canada played, cold either. If you remember, USA played Mexico in Colorado, I believe. Do you remember that game? It was like Colorado or something like that. The reason why I say you should remember it because it was like played on snow.
Yeah, the Mexicans were probably very upset about it.
Yes, that's right.
But so when it comes to USA and Mexico, and it's the United States, it's fine.
Yeah,
they're not going to play Mexico in LA.
No.
Or California, they're going to bring them to Kansas City.
Well, they put them in Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't do that. Yeah. We play where everyone's comfortable.
You said it. You mentioned earlier there is a hierarchy in CONCACAF. We know where we stand in it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it sucks.
It does suck.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You're going to get CONCACAFed. That's what you're going to do.
I want to say that again. How many times are you going to say that? And then every time you say that, sign changes. We're going to get to the sign because you think that I'm going to be.
Have I finally got to you or no?
No, you haven't got to me.
No,
I told you before. The situation. Including him. So we move on. We're going to move on finally. All right. So everybody is talking about, yes, we did mention what happened in the summer. We didn't do any shows, but of course it was an amazing month of footy quality, wasn't it, Reggie?
Some games were really good. Some games were.
But overall, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good tournament. Yeah. Okay, so we know that. Okay, great. So we move on. We've been going forward. We're looking at the beginning of the club football season.
For some.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we've started yet, but
we'll
whatever.
Get to Arsenal and their issues.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go quickly with, I mean, just more than the league starting. There's only two games in. Serie A just concluded today with the final game. Obviously, you know, I was watching AC Milan. Got a, you know, good 3 points, but, you know, doesn't matter. What we're going to focus on is this. So, yes, okay, we were going to talk about Reggie and Arsenal, you know, struggling off the trot.
Wow.
I mean, okay, two games, no goals, all right, fine.
Four conceded. One against the team that finished sixth in the championship. Whatever.
I don't buy this anymore.
You have to.
I don't buy it.
You have to.
I think it's harder to play those teams. I think it really is harder to play those teams. Hold on. In their first game in the top flight, in whenever, forever, and
74 years, Joe.
Okay, yeah. So, again, it's harder because everything's going for them, and Arsenal is trying to find their identity. We get it. It's so easy to just pile on them, right? I know you're a fan of them. But and Joe, everyone's so, again,
I always, love listeners. We always say that if they play well and lose, they have no problem with it.
Okay, they're not playing well, obviously. There's the whole hum statement. But they don't know who they are and stuff. We know that. Vince Mercurio, Anthony Vidori, two of our longtime listeners, they're sending me a tweet of, you know, this rant from Arsenal fan. He thought it was pretty funny. Like, Reggie's actually kind of laughing. Man. It was actually kind of funny. Reggie's lying, guys. So for Vince and Anthony, who are longtime supporters, amazing. Russ, you know, man, Reggie's response was, I'm the one who gave that guy the material. So we're going to put that rant up. It's a great rant. So both Vince and Anthony share it with us. So we're going to put it up. But Reggie's a good sport.
Well, what can I say? There's no lie in what he's saying.
We've all been there. So, and we've all been there. And this is why I never hammer anybody for their team going a little bit in the dumps. Because why, Reggie?
Because it could happen to you.
It could happen to you. So, and Reggie loves this topic too. He said CONCACAF, VARD.
Oh,
like yesterday, Juventus got VARD.
I didn't see the game.
So, again, and I hope some of these fans of other teams can be as neutral, yes, as I am sometimes.
You're asking Juve fans to be neutral?
That's on you said that, not me. I'm just saying fans in general. I know you're thinking it. So no, I'm just saying fans in general. But okay. Yeah, man. Fans in general,
but yeah, Juve fans.
Milan fans can be that way too.
Oh yeah, okay. Political Joe over here.
Oh, that's the truth, though. I'm just trying to change things, anyhow.
Yeah.
So it's 2-2. Yes, Chesney made some errors, but Ronaldo comes on and scores the winner. He flat out scores the winner.
Yeah.
Great cross from Chiesa. It's a great header. Okay, to score the game's, you know, what would have been the winning goal. And then there's VAR. And so, again, Reggie, that little, like, the line that had to be drawn to see, oh, it's offside.
Half a shoelace?
Yeah, Joe? It's stupid. We talked about how much it's ruining the game.
Yeah.
It's not ruining the game. It has ruined the game.
Yeah.
Because a player can't – we've talked about this. Ad nauseum, I'm just saying season starts again like that. So, again, panic buttons don't need to be pushed because I think – you know, that should have been 3 points for Juventus.
Yeah.
You know, if you think your team is, it's not going to happen to your team. I don't know what you're watching. It's going to happen to all our teams. Yeah. It happens and so on.
Yeah.
So, again, in Serie A, you know, Inter roll the 4-0 win. Hakan scores.
Dzeko scores too.
Dzeko scored.
Yeah, I was talking to – we have a big –
red cards in Italy this week. Seven red cards.
Seven reds.
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Yeah.
That's a record or no?
Probably. Serie A can do those things to you, but yeah.
This is nothing to do with anything. I was talking to, before the season started, we were playing in our little league out in Markham on Sunday.
Little league, right? That's the Markham Champions League. Shout out to Paul Kirchhoff.
A Juve fan. He's gonna rip me for calling it a little league.
Who's also competing in this, is joining us in our tournament this week. But anyway, go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. So the Markham Champions League, I'm sorry. I was talking to, what do you call Inter fans?
Interistas.
And I was talking about the uniforms. I like those jerseys.
I like the home jersey. I like the new black.
The black and blue one.
Yeah, for sure.
Snakeskin, right?
Yeah, I thought it
was fantastic. But the black, like the black shorts.
Everyone went yellow with this.
I haven't seen Juventus jersey. Yeah, was disgusting. That's
a weird one too. But yeah.
Adidas put all their hard work into whose jerseys are good this year? I guess Ajax. Ajax third jersey, the Bob Marley one. Beautiful.
Pretty cool jersey, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we're moving. Serie A was wild finish.
Yeah.
With like I said, with Juventus.
Yeah.
7 red cards all week, all weekend. Yeah. So, but again, they're calling this, out of the top 7 teams, 5 or 6 got wins. Juve tied, but you know what I'm saying. I think Juventus will be there in the end. For sure they will be there. I have no doubt in that.
Okay.
Mourinho starts with a win. Jose, Tammy Abraham, with a good performance. So
did he score?
I think 2 assists. Did really well.
Because Lukaku came over and scored in his debut.
Lukaku. So obviously we're moving to the Premier League.
Quickly,
Reggie.
Got a lot of things to talk about.
What do you,
don't look at me, Joe.
I am looking at you because Arsenal.
No. We're not talking about Arsenal.
Okay. So, all right. So let's go. How about this? Who are your top 3 picks today? If the Premier League, if you had to say right now, who's going to win the Premier League? Give me 1, 2, 3. Give me your top 4 in the Premier League.
Give it to you in order.
Yeah.
Chelsea, City, Liverpool, Leicester. In that order. You're welcome.
You're really going to leave? You're going to leave Liverpool and United out of the top 4?
No, I said Liverpool.
Oh, did you start 3? So you're going to leave United out of there?
Yeah. Something will happen with Pogba. He'll leave. And then it's Ole, right? Remember, it's Ole. 5-1 one week, 1-1 the next week. And then, they're playing rugby against us. Every time he loses, he has an excuse.
I think you have to put Chelsea as the front runner. Yeah, I think Lukaku really puts them over the top for me. Confidence, right? They look a confident team. Yeah, Thomas Tuchel is
that's an elite the modern manager. Coach. That's the modern coach that you want to emulate.
Yeah. Well, right now, yes, he's up there.
There's some old dogs in the EPL that people still look up to that they shouldn't be. But
Thomas Tuchel is doing a great job with that with Chelsea. Lukaku just pushes them over the edge.
Yeah.
For myself.
Yeah.
I think the equality everywhere. I think with 2 teams out there, but so there's, I guess, Chelsea for me. The rest, I don't know. The top 4 is tough for me. I'm putting Manchester United in to finish.
Well, maybe you can swap them with Leicester, I guess. But
I'm going to go Liverpool finishes second.
What?
Yeah, Liverpool's going to finish second in the Premier League.
So where are you putting your boy?
They'll finish third. Manchester City will finish third.
Wow, even after they get Harry Kane, eh?
And Manchester United will finish 4th.
But they got Grealish.
Yeah, I would even say that United might even, I don't know, but that's what I'm saying now. So we'll say this now, and then if it changes.
I'm right. I'm usually right, so I don't think.
You have Leicester. Leicester got hammered today, but we'll see.
Yeah, 10 men, though.
Good point. Yeah. Who got the red? Perez?
Iosi Perez.
Yeah, so again, we'll see there. Nothing new in the. Well, actually, a lot new.
And where?
A lot new.
Where?
Okay, so listen, can we just do this quickly? The Barcelona, La Liga started. Okay, we don't know. It looks like Atleti. I'm picking it. We're all going to pick Atleti to win, right? Of course, something's going to happen, but we'll see. Barcelona looks
like Barcelona without Messi.
Although I really like Pedri and Frankie de Jong, but they're going to be obviously in transition.
And another show, on another show, we'll get into the whole PSG. Messy thing.
Do we have to get into another show?
You want
to
do it now?
Well, okay, let's just get your quick thoughts on it.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Let's deal with this then.
Okay.
I don't like this.
Oh, you don't like it when people skirt the rules and get away with it?
Well, I don't know what the rules are anymore. This is our point. We talked about this. I'm not sure how teams can get sanctioned. And really have to pay the price.
I'll tell you how.
And hold on, Reggie. And then we get like City, traditionally, or the last few years, and PSG having these salaries that are. So are we just saying transfer fees don't go with salaries?
Like, well, I think it's very creative accounting, if you understand what I'm saying. So some of the money will go somewhere else, but it really will be funneled to the player. But it'll be looked like, oh, we're only paying him $2 million. But meanwhile, $38 million went somewhere else. It's going to be funneled to him. You understand?
And then
when people do the investigations, there's a steel briefcase that's given to them under the table, if you understand what I'm saying.
You got listen.
Bribes. I said it. I don't care. Well, it has to be.
None of us believe. No one we talk to believe that things are on the up and up. Obviously, with any of this, and
City bribed their way out of it. PSG's bribing their way out of things. Well,
and we look at things like, you know, we all were livid about the Super League, right?
Yeah.
But these are smart men running these clubs. I'm not saying it's only men, but I'm saying So smart people, running these clubs.
Yeah.
They're sharp.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. I think those seeds were just planted.
Yeah.
They're saying something. There is a problem. The Premier League is the league with money. There's no doubt about it. It's our standard line we say all the time. Brentford got what, Reg? 170 million, whatever it is.
Well, that's the fine line between getting relegated and getting promoted, right? Right.
So they get promoted and they get 170 million.
Right.
You win the Champions League. You win the club competition.
Yep.
In Europe. From the world.
30 million euro, maybe?
And I got 90 million.
90 million.
So 90 to 170. So you got promoted to the Premier League. There's something not happening that's right. And these teams, yes, for us, the fan.
Well, that's, yeah.
We didn't want the Super League. Oh, the Super, how can you do that?
Yeah.
But you can see why these owners are going, are we really competing here when Manchester City just $100 million for Grealish? Now, you just spent $100 million for Jack Grealish.
Yep.
Which to me, strange.
Very strange.
He's good player, but $100 million.
60, and I'm scratching my head at 60.
$100 million, and you're still in. You're in the race to sign Harry Kane, and what, Reggie, potentially
120, 130.
What are we doing here? I'm not sure.
And you're coming out of a pandemic where you didn't make any money last year.
I'm just.
I don't know.
And I know that's why you're putting that thing up because I'm mad. I see. For me, something's got to give here.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to give.
Yeah.
I know where you stand with Pep. My thing is the whole situation. I don't like this. That, coaches and players who used to say, people believe in for their play or for their, for the philosophies of coaching.
Yeah.
Someone's got to say something. And you're out here saying, well, who's going to be the martyr? Well, I just don't know, but this doesn't make any sense to me anymore. And not only that, you really don't want to, like, it's like they're all the New York Yankees.
Well, that's who you compare them to, right? So everybody hates the Yankees because they just, whenever they need someone, they just go and they go buy it, and everybody hates them.
I just don't understand how you can be in, meaning, how can you explain this to the average fan? How can you be in on Harry Kane, who's going to be a price tag of 105 or whatever, and you just bought Jack Grealish? Yeah. I don't understand.
You're asking me?
I don't get it.
Ask Pep.
I don't get it.
He doesn't need
it. And then Pep's going to just cry and say, in this sense, he'll cry. He'll say, well, this is the nature of what we're doing today. We have to buy. But, at some point, build. I believe in him as a coach, build.
I cannot believe Joe. So you're joking, right?
No, because I think his ideas here's where people hear me out. I don't like that he's fallen into this.
He's fallen in. He's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying is his ideas, right? Organically, at the way that he wants to play the game is great. No, hold on. Hear me out. But I don't like that he is now part of this. You're right. I understand. That's what I'm saying, right? Because these managers are good managers. They all get caught into it. Like, for example, Antonio Conte, who I don't personally like. We've said this on the show. Is he a winner though, Reggie?
Yes.
Okay. And this is my point, is even when he didn't like stuff where it was going and he wanted to, he needed to get money. He did it at Chelsea. He did it at UA. He did it, at Inter. It's like, I get it that if we all wanted to compete on an equal level, you'd have Aston Villa spending just as much money as Man City, right? But let's just use that team.
Okay.
They can't. Does that mean that if you're managing Aston Villa, you just give up?
Well, Aston Villa's never going to make the top four.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe they're not the right. Maybe one like Everton. I'm not sure, Reg. Like, what I'm saying here is, these managers that have, like, they're good managers. Because I know at the heart of it, that Pep's not a bad manager. Okay. But you're saying, what you're saying is this, this buying everybody, you can't evaluate yourself that way. And that's where
I've been saying this for, I don't even know how long, Joe. And people fight me over this.
Yeah, I fought you over it too. But what I'm saying is right now it's getting out of hand, ridiculous. And maybe it was leaning toward that before, but this is getting really like, so for the guy who's watching, I don't like watching like this.
What happens when Manchester City doesn't win the Champions League this season?
Well, I got a better one for you. Mm. What happens if PSG doesn't win the Champions League this year?
Well, that's not going to happen.
So they're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'd say if you had betting money, you put it on them.
And Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi.
I agree. But we've seen.
You open up a FIFA pack and get those three. You hit the ceiling and finish.
Listen, they should
win. This is real life.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. They should win. If they don't, what happens?
Pochettino gets fired.
Well, I mean.
Conte comes in.
Yeah. And plays 3-5-2 and asks them to run everywhere.
Exactly. And then Neymar and Messi say, screw this.
Yeah, I'm out of here. This guy wants me to run to breakfast.
And Mbappe goes to Real Madrid.
Is Mbappe going to leave?
You don't leave now. Now that you got arguably one of the best players ever to play on your team, you don't leave now. You give it a year. I'd give it a year.
Arguably he is one of the best. Like,
I meant to say arguably the best player in the world.
Does Ronaldo leave Juventus? Let's get you from a guy who only watches you. Like, you know, you watch, but like you're not intense series. Is Ronaldo going to leave Juventus this year?
I think there's friction between Allegri and Ronaldo already. Do you not see that? Or
I'm asking you your opinion.
I don't think he leaves this year. You can't leave him. No one's going to leave. No one's going to go anywhere in the winter. And you have literally, what's today? The 23rd?
10 days left.
10 days left. I don't think he's going to go. Where's he going to go?
Where is he going to go? So if he were to leave, where did he go?
Back to Madrid?
I'd say back to Real Madrid or Manchester United.
Listen, I tell people this all the time. And I've said this on the show. I've said it to you on the phone. It's not just the player that has to go. It's the kids got to go. The wife has to go. The wife, you say, hey, honey, I have a chance to go play in Manchester or I can go play in Madrid. Where do you think honey's going to
stay? Well, that's why I think Madrid, Paris, these places are.
Goes back to Real. Yeah. Goes back with Ancelotti.
How about this? Lewandowski wants a new challenge. Are you buying that?
Lewandowski wants a new challenge. He's been at Bayern for how long? 5-6 seasons now? Now he needs a new challenge at 33. Stop. Just play there. Play. Retire there. It's enough. Or go to MLS.
TFC.
TFC.
Should we go there?
I'm not talking about TFC.
So we just need to overhaul that.
I don't know what this guy. Is it okay to call out players? We shouldn't call out players, should we?
You can call out whoever you like.
I don't know, Joe. Should we?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, listen, some of these players, I don't know, like, they're just not good enough.
You got to get rid of Eric Zabaleta. You got to get rid of Omar Gonzalez. You got to get rid of Marky Delgado. Bradley and Altidore. I mean,
I think we got to move on.
I like Bradley, Altidore, but yeah, you saw when they took those two guys off, the whole game changed.
Something has to give. This is a. They just need a reset button.
Right I now. Don't know this love affair with Marky Delgado. I don't understand it.
TFC is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in last place in MLS.
That makes sense. If you were to tell me today that TFC was in last place without even looking, I would probably say you're right.
In last place in MLS, I think.
And I don't blame the coach.
No, me neither. Not this coach.
But...
Okay.
Whatever.
Mark Anthony K.
Yeah. He was available and we didn't.
How's he doing? Like, he just scored the winning goal for Colorado.
Yeah. Was it against LA?
No, Real Salt Lake.
Oh, okay. Because I remember he was.
Why am I saying this name? Like Mark Anthony K, Kamal Miller, Dane St. Clair, that helped your goalkeeper situation. A lot of these players were available, which were local, by the way.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony K, you had him in the academy, so
yeah. What
okay, to be see, fair, you can those say
one that got away, but there's more than one, right?
Yeah, so you okay, Mark Anthony K was not with this regime, but yeah. The point is hey, trust some local talent, look what happens. I mean, you get them after, like Richie Larea was
what a team you could have.
Anyway, so there's a lot to fix there. That's us venting about it. We usually do our trips around. Leagues they've just started, so that's going to be us doing this thing. All right, we're going to be doing this, Reggie. We're going to be talking about the leagues again.
Yeah.
We're going to give you our 2 and 3 cents. Reggie is where I was a few years ago with AC Milan, where he's just like, he's, you know, not the point you're giving up. You're always going to be a gunner, but you're almost numb to these results. I always say this: I don't pick on anybody because your team, anybody's team, my team can be there next week. So. We're gonna keep consoling Reggie.
It's an absolute. I parallel TFC with Arsenal. It's the same. It's the same.
But we as fans, we love to suffer. We don't want to suffer.
Yeah,
we don't want to suffer. But
I want to win champions.
Yeah,
but it's hard when you're not in it. So
yeah, well, I don't know. I think this year you said it. You said PSG is gonna win. So
well, they are. You know, like if I had $100,000 to put a bet down.
Yeah, if you bet, you bet on them. But I just have this feeling that they won't.
I don't know. Well, who's going to win it then? Because it's not going to be City, because Pep's going to blow it in the final or semifinal.
Bayern's always Bayern, right? So.
Well, whatever. Bayern needs a reload too, but we'll talk about them.
Yeah, they'll still be all right. So we won't, again, talking about our show, this is going to be us. Are we doing this?
You're still going to be able to get it on Spotify.
Yeah, and all that for sure.
Stuff too. So
keep doing that. Keep sending us your stuff. I know we love, we want to shout out to our guy, Max. Max is a good dude at Soccer Max. We're hoping to do something special. We've been saying it for a long time. We want to do it, but again, check them out. Get your gear there. You know, our shout out to our guy, Ross Bongiovanni, who works there with Max.
A Juve-tude?
Yeah.
A Juve-tude? Did I just learn that on Saturday?
What do you mean?
Is that right?
Are you making stuff up now?
No, it's not right.
Juventino.
Oh, Juventino. Yeah, oh, okay.
My bad. That was funny, though. I like that.
Juventude. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. People are going to start yelling at me.
Where'd I hear that?
So go check out your stuff, Max. We're going to get to what we want to talk about. And also, our guys at FTF doing always their good stuff. Always check out their content. Yeah. And you talk about helping the game in Canada, which is, you know, what they do. We're going to keep doing our thing like this, but again, we mentioned this, and this is near and dear to our hearts, especially to my heart. Obviously, this weekend, we are going to be participating as a Football Weekly podcast team. We got a foursome, right? Myself and Reggie with a couple of our friends, Joey and Paul, and Paul and so on. Liverpool Logan will be in the tournament too. Paul Kirchhoff, who's also the commissioner of MCL.
Mario Buffolini will be there.
Yeah, Mario Buffolini, some of the guys. I think Robbie's in it too. Some guys
are guy on earth,
there you go. So again, the Jody Forno foot golf fundraiser happening this week, this weekend. Again, it's all proceeds will be going in conjunction with the Vaughan Soccer Club to the Jody Forno Foundation. It's going to be... to raise money for Reggie's moving me here.
Gotta get on camera.
Buddy. Yeah, sorry. on that side, I'm on here. So, raising money for the Jody Forno Foundation for grassroots players, making sure that the game is accessible to everyone. Jody is still in our hearts for sure. Always be with us, and this is something that we know he's looking down. He's very happy that Vaughan Soccer. And you know, people involved here, his brother Luca, and so on. Shout out to the fantasy poolies. Great podcast. We hope to do something with them too. And they're doing a great job of promoting this event, the fantasy poolies. And we look forward to the event, Reggie. This is the kind of stuff that we wanted to be part of.
Yep, for sure.
So. You know, we're going to tell you guys how, it went. And we're going to have some fun, hopefully, that day.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, playing some foot golf for a great event and a great great cause. So
yeah, for sure, for sure. Can't wait. It's going to be hot, but can't wait to be out there. Finally meet some of the guys that are giving me gears about Arsenal. Never met them before, but yeah, we'll see them on Sunday for sure. Early start though. I can't believe you guys, that you golfers, get up this early to go golfing.
This is not crazy. Just golf. This is foot golf, Reg.
I'm sorry. Foot golf. Foot golf. Well, Joel, I mean, we've gone for 47 minutes, man. That's a pretty good timing for our first show. I think it went pretty smooth.
Well, you'll tell me if it did or not.
Yeah, I will, actually. I will. Most definitely. So, guys, as Joel says, I think that foot golf tournament sold out, right?
It sold out. It's amazing. We got sponsors that they know that you know, did a good job of you know, putting forth their you know, their efforts to contribute. So thank you everybody. And again, and the Fantasy Poolies did an amazing job of, you know, promoting it and so on. We want to do something with them soon. We will check them out. They got a great pod as well.
Yeah.
And thank them for their support too. And so hopefully we get to do something soon, a collaboration with them. So look out for that.
Well, guys, our first show on YouTube, I had a ball. I'll change the sign every now and then, but for the first couple of months, it's going to be all Pep stuff. So if you're a Pep fan, don't look beyond us.
He's
going to
love this. He's going to love doing this.
I'm going to rip this guy
every time. I think the more Arsenal does poorly, that's going to get worse.
Yeah, I'm going to be in a worse, and I'm going to be in a bad mood. So.
Yeah, so don't worry. I know. Okay. I've been there.
Okay, perfect. So, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.